Totally acoustic, a home for unamplified music. Not plugged in, mic'd up, nor now, that's what it's totally about and why it's called, ooh, Totally Acoustic.
So please on the stage, a great guy, a great act. Please welcome this Mrs. Tim, slowly getting his thing out of the box. Hang on a minute, do you want to see that?
That's not my middle name.
Yeah, it could be your middle name. What kind of guy are you? Getting things out of a box is my middle name. You'd probably be a randy cricketer, wouldn't you? So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Tim Evely.
Simple joining in bit. If you want to join in, I'll do some harmonies. You can do them as well if you like. If you don't, it will be quicker. It's up to you.
everywhere. We have spoken in the dark. We've talked about so many things. But you are perfect as you are. Perfect as you are. We fit together like a jigsaw. Like lovers in a dance, we fall together in sympathy. You are perfect as you are, perfect as you are. I have touched you everywhere. We have spoken in the dark. Talked about so many things. But you are perfect as you are, perfect as you are. The sky's alight with bombers, the truth is withheld from us. I don't know what to believe. The train is at the station, and the soldiers keep us safe from everything that would destroy us. Above me, below me, around me, surround me. 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 Above me, below me, around me, surround me.
Cool. Quick one to finish. Your hands in the dark, your mouth, it makes its mark. Eyes burn through my soul, our lives, they take their toll. And the beats of your heart is a light in the dark. And when I hear you laugh, I'm tongue-tied. A word from your lips, stay with me. The truth will set us free. In the beats of your heart is a light in the dark. And when I hear you laugh, I'm tongue-tied.
And now there are many ways in which I book people to come and play Totally Acoustic. Sometimes it's people I owe a favour to. Most times it's somebody I once do ill by. That's usually quite a good way of booking. And then sometimes, very occasionally, one of the great gods of Totally Acoustic doth speak down to me and say, oh, I know somebody who might be quite good. And that's what happened this time. It was Chris DT in the pantheon of Totally Acoustic. I think he would probably be the god of worrying about things a lot. I think that's probably what he'd be. Is there a Greek god of worrying about things?
Yes.
What's that?
No, it would be Chris DT.
Oh, he's got the Greek gods as well.
Yeah. He's got the beard of a Greek god.
He has got the beard. And the body of a Greek god. Quick joke being met. So yes, anyway, so he recommended this, Edmund, so if this goes wrong, it's his fault.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll be okay. Please welcome Mr. Cole D. Evans.
Thanks, thank you everyone. My name's Kyle. I'm a folk singer and mathematician, which is a wonderful marketing ploy, really. It means every audience you play to is guaranteed to hate at least half of your set. We'll see how we go. This is a song about how sometimes I have dreams where I encounter the fourth dimension and then can't remember it when I wake up. It's incredibly frustrating when that happens, isn't it? So a song about that. Last night I had the strangest dream I ever had before. I went about my daily business in dimensions four. And though it felt exciting to be on a higher plane, ever since I got a taste for it, I've never been the same. I couldn't quite explain it, so I wouldn't even ask. 'Cause just like every waking dream, it inched out of my grasp. It all just seemed so obvious, I wish I could have stayed. I saw the fourth dimension, but then it slipped away. First I saw a point in space extended to a line. I turned that line around the point, a circle I designed. I turned that circle round the line, and then I had a sphere. Oh, the sphere, it then turned inside out, a hypersphere appeared. Was it inside out or back to front or upside down? Back then it seemed as clear as day, I couldn't tell you now. I was desperate to tell someone, couldn't find the words to say. I saw the fourth dimension, but then it slipped away. Where is the fourth dimension? Get there if we try. Walk to the end of reality, then take a hard sharp right. The very thought of getting there puts humans in a daze, where Trafalmadorians laugh at us and mock our futile ways. Physicists, they think it's time, and that's a useful quirk. Mathematicians think it's whatever you want, as long as the numbers work. String theorists think the fourth dimension, kindergarten stuff. Ah, but even they can't see it, though they act all big and tough. Chris Nolan thinks it's a bookcase with an old watch on the shelf. I know it's more than any of that, I've seen it for myself. I wish I could get back there, but I don't recall the way. I saw the fourth dimension, but then it slipped away. Thank you. Nice for me, actually. I found myself doing a lot of gigs recently in the strange sort of science comedy world, which is great fun as well. And
the thing that kind of got me obsessed with maths and numbers as a kid was Countdown, obviously, which I'm still sort of slightly obsessed with now. And it was always my dream as a kid. I didn't want to just be on Countdown. I wanted to actually be the person doing the letters and numbers on Countdown. And then as I've grown older, I've realised that the sort of spheres that I operate in, science and entertainment, arguably, are sort of already underrepresented by females, and I really don't think it would be appropriate to kind of take a real mainstay job for females in maths and entertainment, i.e. doing the numbers on Countdown. So I've kind of, you know, grown to live with that fact, but as with most things in my life, I had to write a song about it to come to that level of acceptance. So this is called I Want to Be the Numbers Girl on Countdown. I always have been quite a fan of Countdown, the same way my sisters were into Greece. If you've ever sat and written out your 58 times table, you'll appreciate the way I feel, at least. I once got a target up in the 900s, starting with nothing more than 25. Next to first holding my baby boy, little has brought me so much joy. Next to getting married, it was the best day of my life. So I want to be the numbers girl on Countdown. There's very little in this life I think I'd rather be. I'm not bothered, I'll go screaming it around town. I want to be the numbers girl on Countdown. When the last bell rang around 3:30, I'd tear out of the front school gates post haste. Unless I got my daily dose of Vorderman and Whiteley, I would go to sleep with a frown upon my face. But now Vorderman, she's been replaced with Riley. And yes, I think that's brilliant, obviously. But boys don't need an extra pull to see the joy in numerals. A hunky geek is critical, and that might just be me. So I want to be the numbers girl on Countdown. And with Sandy Toksvig host, the gender balance wouldn't change. I should probably get my letter in about now, if I'm gonna be the numbers girl on Countdown. I'm considering doing harm to Rachel Riley. It seems the only option left to take. I've seen that she can sort of dance, so I might just set up a class where number files can learn to twist and shake. And when she's lost in her own world and pirouetting, I'll hit a hidden trapdoor in the ground. You see, mostly I'm a pacifist, but I might just break both her wrists. So when she tries to ride a six, it looks the wrong way round. Though I want to be the numbers girl on Countdown. And if TV's taught me anything, it's don't give up your dream. I'm just kidding, Rachel, please don't send the boys round. You're a role model for girls in math, so be proud. But if you'd only let me do it once, I'll back down. Cause I want to be the numbers girl, that would be my entire world. I want to be the numbers girl on I was saying earlier that I do some of this science comedy stuff. Has anyone ever been to a science comedy night?
Yes.
A few people, yeah. It's great. It's like a comedy night, but the bar for what's acceptably funny is much, much lower. But you have to pay for that difference and all the other weird things that go on. I was comparing one of these nights once. There was a girl in the second row, like this, all the way through the show, right from the start. not looking, second row, not looking at the stage, just like this the whole time. And all the acts came and went, and no one picked her up on it, because kind of science comedians are essentially people that have been picked on for most of their life, so they're not great at kind of picking on people in the audience, you know, they know how it feels to be bullied. So she just sat there the whole time, and then I eventually kind of just pulled her up on it, said, oh, I hope you've been enjoying tonight, or, you know, whatever my brilliantly witty way to bring it up was. And without even looking up, she just said, I'm not on my phone, I'm doing some hyperbolic crochet, I've heard everything that went on, and I'm willing to answer any questions on it. And she was actually doing some hyperbolic crochet, which is kind of like it's just a strange shape, basically. But and I was pretty taken aback, actually. And you always need a joke to fall back on, don't you? And at science comedy nights, the most common joke you will hear is someone picking on Brian Cox, basically. If all else fails, just go, oh, in hyperbolic crochet, amazing, or something. It doesn't even have to be a very good. It doesn't have to be a good impression, like you see. It's just an easy. And everyone likes Brian Cox, but it's easy to pick fun. And some things get so big and ubiquitous that we can kind of pick on them, even though we think they're probably all right. Or if you met them, they'd be all right. Like people do it with TED talks as well now. TED talks, you know, oh, what's that? It's crap. If someone asked me to do it, I'd be like, yep, definitely, tell me where. I think it's okay to be a hypocrite in life as long as you kind of hold your hands up to it. So that's exactly what this song is about. I've not done this before, so we'll see how it goes. 'Cause I'm a hypocrite, but at least I admit to it. I'm a real working class hero, just a salt of the earth chap. And I never went to Oxbridge, couldn't even find it on the map. But when I find myself trying to impress high class company, I'll apologize for my upbringing unreservedly. 'Cause I'm a hypocrite, but at least I admit to it. Yeah, I'm a hypocrite, but at least I admit to it. When I'm cruising in the fast lane, I think that's my goddamn right. But when I'm snoozing in the slow lane, I curse those pricks with all my might. And I yell at every bike that weaves past lorry, bus and hearse. But when I'm the one who's cycling, I'll do all of that and worse. 'Cause I'm a hypocrite, but at least I admit to it. Yeah, I'm a hypocrite, but at least I admit to it. I'm a good upstanding citizen, I know what's right from wrong. But I'd no sooner correct you than bite a fat hole in my tongue. And I never would touch meat since I read Jonathan Safran Foer. But I still eat fish, 'cause slimy things don't have feelings, you know. Hey, I'm a hypocrite, but at least I admit to it. Yeah, I'm a hypocrite, but at least I admit to it. And lately I've noticed myself poking fun at Brian Cox, like it's some great sin to try taking science to the unwashed. Kinda like how I diss Bono like he was Stalin or Pol Pot. But if you two asked me out on tour, I'd blow him on the spot. Hey, I'm a hypocrite, but at least I admit to it. Yeah, I'm a hypocrite, but at least I admit to it. Thank you. Old raised octave and Beatles chord closing there, not very classy. Right, so yeah, I'll try and do a quick song about parenthood. Although as someone pointed this out to me, I've managed to write a song about my son in which every single line is about myself and none are about him. So make of that what you will. Thanks very much for listening to me tonight. And enjoy the rest of the night. I'm going to go and get a cup of tea and a pint glass in a minute. Lazing around all Sunday, watching Goonies or Red Sonja. Sort the CDs by alphabet, but the DVDs by genre. And half an hour in the bathroom mirror to get my parting right. Oh, the things I did when I was the most important man in my life. Keeping an in and out box for the latest checks and bills, and a post-it note on the fridge to plan next week's nights out and meals. And watching the bleeding Super Bowl for half the bleeding night. Oh, the things I did when I was the most important man in my life. Getting my profile picture right, going to fancy dress club nights, maybe a cheeky weekend flight to Amsterdam or Bruges. Or maybe just staying home, binge watching Stranger Things on Narcos, googling what the holy hell goes on in Donnie Darko. Saving up all my funniest texts for phone-ins on Five Live. Oh, the things I did when I was the most important man in my life. Watching my videos of cats getting involved in online spats. Actually, I still do that. I just don't care if I lose. Keeping two separate wash bins so the laundry don't get muddled. Spending 4 hours on Christmas Day on the GCHQ puzzle. Caring if hyperbolic sign is pronounced shine or sinch. Oh, the things I did when I was the most important man in my life. Oh, the things I did when I was the most important man.
Everybody. And that was Totally Acoustic, or rather it was about two-thirds of Totally Acoustic. The understudies played on this particular evening and they were fantastic, but unfortunately I didn't manage to record them. I'm not sure if it was a problem with the four-track recorder that I use, or possibly more likely a user error on my part. So I'm really sorry about that. They were brilliant, and I do recommend you get to see them. In fact, they're playing on Saturday the 28th of January at the King Charles I pub in King's Cross with Enderby's Room, who've also been fantastic at Totally Acoustic. So I would highly recommend going to see them, and if you do, please apologise to them again on my behalf. The next Totally Acoustic is on Thursday the 2nd of February, when we've got Either Game coming back, and two people making their debut, that's Matthew Shepherd and Lenith I, which should be pretty fantastic. I hope you can make it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming if you come. And we'll see you next time.